In 1972, when asked his opinion of the French Revolution's effect on world history, Chinese Foreign Minister Zhou Enlai responded, "Too soon to tell." A long view, to be sure, but many historians prefer it. Only time provides the perspective necessary for genuine understanding. That's why historians who study change don't always like it. We know that when change occurs, we perceive only its immediate effects. Its full significance may be something of which we are, as yet, totally unaware. And that's frustrating for those trying to explain it. Hence, we prefer history that's happened rather than happening. As essayist Janet Flanner noted, history looks queer when you're standing close to it. So it's hard to assess an anniversary coming up Friday, April 3rd, when, 20 years ago, Amazon.com made its first online sale. Amazon dates this to July 95, when it went fully public, but computer scientist John Wainwright's order of Douglas Hofstadter's fluid concepts and creative analogies was the very first, and Wainwright still has the receipt certifying the date as April 3rd. Today, Amazon sells almost two-thirds of books bought online and more than 40% of all books purchased. In its quest to become the everything store, it's fueled the rise of online commerce, completely altering the nature of the world marketplace, changing the reading habits, the buying habits, the living habits of people worldwide. On a good day, Amazon sells almost 1,000 items a second. To put that in perspective, it took four centuries after Gutenberg to reach 1 billion books produced, let alone sold. In 1970, journalist Alvin Toffler introduced the term future shock to explain the perception of too much change in too little time. We're certainly experiencing that now. The first text message was sent in 1992. The iPhone appeared in 2007, which was also the first year that Americans exchanged more texts per month than phone calls. Think of the social, economic, and political changes texting and smartphones brought so quickly. As an historian of the too-soon-to-tell school, I am experiencing the academic version of whiplash, to which I respond with the scholarly term OMG, which itself only entered the dictionary in 2011.